Okay, so I'm here with Miss or Mrs. Beverly Riches. She is the president of the National Council of Women here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Good day and welcome to the National Broadcasting Corporation. I think I probably need to sit a bit closer to you. Where am I?
Push this down?
Yeah, you know what? Let me not adjust that. I will come around there. I should have used my chair instead. Okay. All right. So state your name and your position.
I'm Beverly Richards, president of the National Council of Women.
Okay. Thank you for coming here. So on Sunday, Sunday will be observed as International Day for Women, not just in St. Vincent, but around the world. Can you share with us the role... first of all, tell us a little bit about the organization and what it does.
Okay, so the National Council of Women, it's a non-governmental organization. It's actually the umbrella organization for women organization in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We are a member. Well, we have just about 25 groups that we work with, and organizations that we work with. And we are also a member of the network of NGOs, yes. So our role as the National Council of Women is to basically to help to alleviate discrimination against women and girls in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and help them to live a better and a holistic life. We also look at the rights of the woman here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines as well to ensure that persons have their rights and justice.
Okay, that's good. What do you think, what unique challenges do you think women in small island states like SVG face, you know, compared to like larger countries? We have our own issues, you know, violence, etc. In your, you know, based on, the, you know, you being the president and, you know, so on and so forth. What's your perspective?
Okay, in regards to... the opportunities. I believe that we, because of the networking, it's to me it seems as though we are doing a lot of copying from the United States and the outer region. Therefore, our women see themselves that are empowered by what they would see happen outside, and try to make themselves more applicable. To ensure that they're empowered. However, we would like them to be a bit more concerned, a little more safety of themselves and their lives and their livelihood, especially their families. So with women, we hope and trust that they will, you know, lead a more responsible life, because sometimes we sort of, as women, we tend to think that we are the weaker vessel and it's okay, it's going to work out for us. But no, we are strong, we are resilient, and we can take care of ourselves. So we need to be able to take care of ourselves.
Because I was about to ask you, you know, what practical steps could strengthen, you know, this. What sort of practical steps can women here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines use to be able to strengthen their legitimacy and visibility? You know, they want to be seen, they want to be heard.
Yes. So, we have volunteerism is sort of going out of the window because of the economic situation. You know, you hardly get persons now to join non-governmental organization because we cannot pay a stipend. So you would tend to find a lot of women not wanting to join, or if they join, they look for a benefit. However, we would encourage persons to not just look at themselves, but look at the community. If you look around us, we have in a lot of incidences at school. It's involving a lot of young girls. Most of the time, it's girls that are in the fight. And so we would encourage girls to be a little more responsible, be a little more tolerable with situation. If somebody tells you something, that does not mean that you should get angry and act out. So we want women and girls to be a little more responsible for their action, because their action, you know, determines what happens after.
Tell me about your group, the National Council of Women. What are some of the activities? What are some of the, programs, the projects that you've been involved in? And how many years have you, been together for as a group and organization?
Okay, so this is a very old organization. It was birthed in 1975 by a group of women. And so we have, over the years, now they have been changing. We've been changing presidency, and you have persons falling off and their new group regrouping, So this is there's something that has been happening. Right now, we are on a campaign to encourage persons to become a part of the National Council of Women, get enrolled. We do have meetings every third Saturday, and we are encouraging women. If you're interested, to call, you can reach me at 458-0021. I can be reached on WhatsApp, and I can be reached on direct calls. Also, we have the secretary. She's Brenda Oliver, 531-5740. Now, what we do, advocacy, we do training, and we just do awareness as well. The last event we had, a training advocacy session where we had two doctors spoke to women, and that took place last year with the women in National Women's Day. This year, we're not doing anything. What we're just doing, collaborating with the various organizations who invite us to be a part of their activities. Reason is because of there are so many activities, different organizations, different groups are organizing activities. And so because that is, it is overwhelming. So we decide that we'll just set our activity aside, and then we'll later maybe we look at Mother's Day to have our activity for Mother's Day. But right now we are partnering with the different organizations and groups that invite us to be a part of the.
What does International Women's Day mean to you or to your group?
Well, it is celebrated. International Women is celebrated all over the world on the 8th of March. If I can recollect, it started, I think it was in 1975. And I think I have my date wrong, but it's somewhere in 90s. But it is where a group of women came together, and they fought for the rights of it's in the work with the work. So they came together and decided that they are going to fight for women's rights and support women in their achievements, and to ensure that women are recognized. And
okay, and with that being said, how does that, what sort of impact do you think that has on your organization?
Well, it is very impacting, because you have women who are calling, persons are calling and wanting to know what is happening with the work, how can they join, how can they become a part of it, and when we are having activities, they are showing a lot of interest. We have noticed that in St. Vincent, that as I said, a lot of groups and organizations are organizing. So we know that persons are being aware of the achievements of women in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and how to support them.
Talk about the stigma. Your heart. Oh, you need to. Okay.
Just pass my bag. I have some tissue.
Yes. I was going to get something. So this year you're not able to have any Well, there's nothing to talk about really because you're not having anything. Okay, and what would you like to say to women in St. Vincent?
Okay, so I am happy. I'm happy that we are having so many women are getting involved with different organizations and are becoming active because and the awareness is going around. And so I'm happy about that. We know that we see that we are creating a bond among women, and women are loving and appreciating one another. So if, you know, there's a saying that goes like this, women are all their worst enemies. And so we want to break that. We want to stop that. So we are encouraging women to support and to love one another, to share, you know, you have an issue, you know, try to deal with it amicably. We never said that there will not be a disagreement, but there is always means and ways and where we can come together and we can always see how best we can solve the problem. So for women in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, as I said, there is an awareness, and so I know that the day is having an impact on women here. Okay. And we would want women, well, because it's a Sunday this year, but that does not mean that you can't wear your purple on Monday. Yes.
So you're calling on women to observe.
To observe it, and wear your, even though you're not a part of a group or organization, just wear your purple on Monday. Wear something purple and support yourself, and maybe you can take a rose or buy a chocolate or to another lady and say, you know, I appreciate you, you know, and say, even if someone you would have had some disagreement with, and, you know, you can just maybe take a chocolate to that person and say, look, let us get rid of this situation and live a better life.
And finally, we've had a history of violence towards women in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Is there anything that your organization is doing to be able to help women who fall into the area or fall into positions of, you know, abuse, whether domestic abuse?
Yes, well, we continue to advocate for women, and we continue to encourage women to be their own keeper as well. Because most of the time when these things happen, we do not know about it until
hello